My name's Chris Kane, and boo-hoo, you sound like that four-year-old kid that sad the Cowboys lost earlier.
He just egged me on like his evil parents.
My name's Chris Kane, I'm sad, because I had this one movie, and then... It's like you said, though. Hey, look, I didn't know there were 10 movies that Zach Galifianakis was in. It's Top 10 Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. And this week, or today, in honor of his birthday being celebrated, we're going to do a Top 10 list of Zach Galifianakis movies. Did you know he was in 10 movies?
No.
And if you're lucky, I'll play this Between the Ferns with Justin Bieber and John Hamm. If you're nice.
Only.
And I have a couple other stories related to the world of sports. An unlikely source taking a shot at Lane Kiffin. A record broken in the world of sports. And an Olympic athlete training for a new Olympic sport in a strange way.
Hmm.
Those are teases, Chris.
Oh, so I shouldn't chime in now?
No, please don't.
Okay.
All right, top 10 movies from Zach Galifianakis. Into the Wild. Now, I have not seen this movie, but I was talking to Marnie Sharp of our staff today. She's seen it. She said it's good. It has a great cast. Vince Vaughn is in it. Sean Penn is in it. There are a number of folks in it. And it's something about they're in Alaska.
Emil Hirsch is in it. He's okay. He's the main character.
All right.
And I've seen parts of it before. So you heard that he's in Alaska. He goes on this like journey to find himself, and he wants to be in the wild. And actually, recently, a kid out in California saw this movie and wanted to reenact it and recreate it. And he got lost in the wild, left his phone, left everything, and his dad was looking for him. I don't know if they ever found the kid and didn't get an update. But this is kind of the same thing.
That was actually the sequel called Into the Bear's Mouth.
Ah. There's a bear in that movie, by the way.
Number two on the list, What Happens in Vegas. I don't know what his role in it was, but apparently he was in it. That's the crappy movie with Ashton Kutcher and Cameron Diaz.
How did this even make... Is it just on the list because he's in it?
He's made that few of movies that
yeah,
these
but
make
I mean,
the
it's
list.
His birthday and I needed a list. So it's either him or Randy Quaid today. So.
Oh,
he was in Corky Romano, which is a forgettable film, but he was in it.
But I've seen it and I don't remember him being in it.
Well, neither do I.
I didn't realize he was up in the, in Up in the Air. He was also in Up in the Air.
Is that on the list?
Oh, buddy, was that on the list? Are you kidding me? He was fantastic. He was one of the people who got fired by old George Clooney.
Poor Steve has worked here for 7 years. He's never had a meeting with me before or passed me in the hall or told me a story in the break room. And that's because I don't work here. I work for another company that lends me out to Zeeso, like Steve's boss, who don't have the balls to sack their own employees. And in some cases, for good reason. Because people do crazy shit when they get fired.
Did I do something wrong? I mean, is there something I can do differently here?
This is not an assessment of your productivity. You gotta try not to take this personally. Steven, I want you to review this pack. Take it seriously. I think you're gonna find a lot of good answers in here.
I'm sure this is gonna be very helpful, a packet.
I don't have time for the whole clip. That was the very beginning of the movie. That was at the very beginning. He was the first. That was the first guy he canned,
really?
Think, in the movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Because he was explaining what he does for a living.
And nice
cameo. There were a lot of words that Matt had to reverse because there were cuss words by George Clooney. That is a great movie. If you've never seen Up in the Air, do yourself a favor.
Never
seen
great.
It's good.
Dinner for Schmucks. I never saw it.
Eh.
Okay.
It's pretty
Mr.
funny.
Mr. Conrad, men lie to me 1,000 times a day. My job is to find the truth. Right, Barry? I've studied the human mind. I've learned how to read it and ultimately control it.
This is fascinating. I can't wait to read it.
It's $14.99 on my website.
Okay.
Plus shipping and handling.
Even if I buy it here?
It shipped from somewhere else, didn't it? And I've been handling it.
That movie was actually okay, I thought.
All right.
I guess I saw just parts of it. I saw that particular scene. Yeah.
Shmee.
Okay, maybe you've heard of these particular films. It's called The Hangover, The Hangover 2, The Hangover 3. I still haven't seen Hangover 3 yet.
I actually bought that on digital download.
I was so bothered by Hangover 2 and how marginal it was, I couldn't bring myself to watch
Part
Hangover 3.
Part 3 is better for a few funny
reasons.
Scenes,
okay.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, it's like college.
All right, I want to talk about something.
All right.
I'd
like to say something. That prepared tonight.
All right, Alan.
Hello.
How about that ride in? I guess that's why they call it Sin City. You guys might not know this, but I consider myself a bit of a loner. I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack. But when my sister brought Doug home, I knew he was one of my own. And my wolf pack, it grew by one. So were there two of us, there were two of us in the wolf pack. I was alone first in the pack, and then Doug joined in later. And 6 months ago, when Doug introduced me to you guys, I thought, wait a second, could it be? And now I know for sure, I just added two more guys to my wolf pack.
All right.
Four of us wolves running around the desert together in Las Vegas looking for strippers and cocaine.
That's right. And ladies, when your men go to Vegas together, that's what they do. Don't
of course,
yourselves.
He then slices his hand to become Blood Brothers.
Whoa, Alan!
It's not a purse, it's a satchel.
Hangover 2 was so
Indiana
bad
Jones
we couldn't
one.
Possibly pull a clip from that movie that Hangover 3 apparently was better. Matt found this.
What, Alan?
Well, I was just going to say, I got this strange email the other day. I wasn't sure what it meant, but now I think it might be from Chow.
Fatty, feels good to be out. I'm close by. Tell no one. I'll be in touch. Chow.
This says Chow.
How did you not know this was from Chow?
At the time, I thought it was Chow like goodbye. You know, like Chow, arrivederci, Sabaro, Papa Chow.
I'm writing it back.
Sabaro. I do love Sabaro. All right. We have two left here. And
So the Hangover took three out of the top 10.
Right. The Campaign I never saw. That was the movie.
It's on HBO. It's all right.
Okay. I'll have to watch it. That's the one with
Will Ferrell.
Right. Will Ferrell.
That's pretty funny.
Have you heard of Will Ferrell? I think the best movie he's ever done was this one. I love this movie. Did you like it, Robert Downey Jr.?
Due Date. It's
never
very underrated.
Do yourself a favor. Due Date is very
uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable in so many ways.
Made me laugh out loud, though.
Jamie Foxx has a cameo
in it.
Danny
McBride?
He's married to, who's the broad-shouldered gal? Justin Timberlake's wife.
Oh, Jessica Biel.
Yeah, isn't that his wife?
The broad-shouldered gal.
Oh, no, you know what? It's not. It's some other chick that's similar looking. This is awkward.
And then the music stops.
Who's that?
That's my actual friend. He's come to pick me up all the way from Dallas.
Oh, good. Shotgun.
Nope. Not us. Just me. We're done. And by the way, it's been a pleasure. But just so my conscience is clear, let me let you know why you're not coming with us. Okay? It's not because you got me kicked off a plane and shot by an air marshal. It's not because you stood idly by as I had my ass handed to me by a handicapped hillbilly. And I am certainly not leaving you here because you almost got me killed during the most important week of my life. I am leaving you here for a far more fundamental reason. I despise who you are at a cellular level.
Okay, I've heard that before, and I'm trying to work on it, okay?
Great.
Yes.
Now hear this. Beware. I'm warning you. Don't go to Hollywood. The streets are not paved with gold. They are paved with the carcasses of imbeciles like you who think they're going to go there and make it. Pray you avoid it. Do you get that? That was Shakespeare. Heard of him?
Yes, I've heard of him. He's a famous pirate. And by the way, it's Shakespeare.
Let me give you a little bit of friendly advice. Nobody who calls themselves Hollywood has ever made it in Hollywood.
That one I've never heard before.
Sonny, you will be sorely missed, you little bat-faced piece of
I have never
well, I'll get
in
to
all
it.
Of my 23 years.
Spit in the dog's face. You can't do that. It's not cool.
Can't happen.
Michelle Monaghan is the
Michelle
one
Monaghan, thank you. Yes, she was the wife who he was trying to get home because, you know, she was pregnant and everything, hence the name. Due Date. Get it? All right, we have a few sporting-related items. We'll also get the